Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello, everybody. It's going to be a super quick, super short episode for you guys, but I legit got a text that says, let me read it verbatim for you guys. Allison, you're making our next episode solo. It'll be a short one, but promote Cameron's cozy socks. First off, what's Bree doing calling me Allison? Like, I don't think once in our friendship she has ever done that. So, not sure what's happening, but yeah, I'm doing this one solo because Bree is out there soaking up life in Dubai. A little bougie. No, just kidding. Yeah, she's getting a whole, you know, new cultural experience, and I'm over here in rainy Washington still, so that's okay. I'll live through pictures, and I'm sure as soon as she's back, she's going to have oodles of stories to tell us, so I can't wait for that. Also, have you guys heard the writers' strike is possibly over? They haven't 100% locked it in yet, but they have reached an agreement. So, fingers crossed, that means the SAG, I'm going to say all of this wrong, the actors, they reach an agreement soon too, because then our episodes, we can start posting our episodes. That would be really cool. And so anyways, that's, you know, not what this episode's about, but I just was very excited when I heard that the other day. So I thought I would, why not share some of that? Okay, so Cameron's Cozy Socks. That's why I'm here. So on September 18th was Cameron's birthday, and we decided to kick off Cameron's Cozy Socks. Let me give a whole background for any new listeners that we possibly have. Cameron was my husband, and on October 29th, so our Tyler's birthday, he was in a motorcycle accident. A driver was not paying attention and slammed into him on the way home from doing birthday festivities, and he spent the next 5 days in ICU and unfortunately did not make it. So November 3rd, he gained his angel wings, and, you know, naturally, that was really hard. That was in 2020, and we had a really rough 2021, but it was probably in summer, maybe July-ish, that his mom had the idea, because Cameron loved socks. Like, at his at his funeral, I was like, Cameron loves socks. Can we please figure out a way to to showcase that? And I'll post it. I took a picture, or didn't take a picture. I will take a picture of, like, sort of a sock wreath that my sister-in-laws and I made. We cut up Cameron's socks and we did like this heart wreath made of out of his socks. And so it was about July 2021, and his mom was like, you know, naturally, like, not looking forward to the date coming up. What a, you know, stressful, not really stressful, but like a downer date, right? So she's like, why don't we do something positive with this? And so she had the idea to start Cameron's Cozy Socks. And it's just a little foundation that her and I are running. It's nothing huge. And it's not, we're not classified as nonprofit, even though we make absolutely no profit off of it. But seeing as it's just, you know, me and her, we were like, oh. So it's just, we are collecting socks in honor of Cameron, and we are donating them to homeless shelters. We're donating them to women's shelters, to, if we're driving along the road and we see someone with a sign out, we'll hand out socks to them. And this year we started on his birthday. Years past, we started October 1st, but on his birthday this year, we started collecting. We do financial donations. We do physical donations. And with the financial donations, we go out and spend 100% of whatever financial donations we get on socks. And we then, this year on November 3rd, we're going to go and donate all the socks that we either collected or purchased with the money being donated. So this is just a little plug to help people in need. If you would like to donate, I'll make a post this week of all of our information on how you can do that. But we're on Venmo at Cameron's Cozy Socks. And if you know where we live, we take physical donations as well. And it's just, socks are the number one requested item in homeless shelters. And so we love to do our part and love to help and be able to help those in need. And I feel like there was something else I was going to say. Oh, just a... I just wanted to share a couple of funny stories, because why not? So Cameron's toes, two of them were webbed together, since we're talking about socks. And he was always so sad that he never was able to wear toe socks. Like, it was a joke that every time he'd see them, he'd be like, ah. Not for me. And I really, really was gonna, you know, buy a pair and cut them and sew them. But man, if there's anything I'm horrible at, it's sewing. So I didn't even bother trying. But then I remember both times our kids were born, that was my first question I'd ask. I'd be like, are their toes webbed? Neither one are. And I was slightly disappointed of that. And then, yeah, another reason that I think it's great that we do this is because Cameron hated holes in his socks. Like, we'd be not really struggling with money, but, you know, he has socks and it might have a hole in it. And me being like, there's other things we can spend money on, would just be like, well, that's kind of a bummer, but wear the socks anyways. And he would immediately rip them in half. And I was like, what? Why? So that's what I think of when we're giving all these new socks to people in need, is like, I mean, how many of them have holes in their socks? And now they can have socks without holes in them, all thanks to people like you and me who, you know, feel it in our hearts to donate. So anyways, that was actually way longer than I thought it was going to be, but there's a little episode for you guys. Sorry, it's not a normal long content one. Like I said, Bree's enjoying some sunshine and new culture and trip with her beau in Dubai. And I'm just over here keeping this podcast running for you guys, because, you know, you guys obviously mean more to me than Bree means to. How was I going to say that? You guys know what I was trying to say, right? It was a joke. And now it's stupid because I screwed it up. This is why I can't run a podcast by myself. I make myself laugh and everybody's like, this girl's an idiot. Anyways, love you all. Check out our posts on our Facebook and our Instagram. Not sure if I can make a TikTok about all this, but who knows. I'll have all the information in there. If you feel inclined to donate, we would love all the extra donations. So with that, we'll see ya next time. And thanks for sticking with us. Okay, bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.